Alright, alright, Mucho Mondays, and you know this is the only podcast that treats its guests like royalty.
Mucho royalty.
Yeah, he's right. And I'm your host, Byron G, or Byron Gonzalez for short, and I have a special guest today. It's Mr. Devin Shire Wood.
It's a simple Devin to you, excuse me very much.
Yes, simple Devin.
We're from the Somio Collective with Michael Aaron Smith, so he better listen to this podcast or else he's going to miss his shout-out.
And he's giving shout already. He's already giving
in the beginning of the show, actually. Like, I don't do it at the end. It's just, we're unorthodox here, man. Like,
yeah, we're all about orthodox. Being orthodox Jews. Are you a Jew?
We're very orthodox here, yes. I you know, very orthodox, but no, I'm not. I'm not Jewish.
You look Jewish, man.
I mean, because this is a podcast, I just realized, so you won't be able to tell. Like, maybe someone would be like, oh, maybe he's Jewish. Okay, well, yeah, I accept that is what it is, yes.
See? But just so you guys know, he looks very Jewish.
If this is a telecast, then you could be like, I could be like, no, I'm not Jewish. You can clearly see from my facial features and my other things that I hope you don't have a lot of Jewish listeners, man. They might get offended.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We've never mentioned Jew before, but yeah.
Now you have, man. It's the first time for everything. You know, we can talk all about that, but you know.
So I know I got you on this podcast, and I told you to bring a bunch of songs. Do you have all these songs ready?
Oh, we're supposed to have songs ready? Oh, just kidding. I got some tracks laid down for you guys. No, I got some stuff that I picked out. I tried to pick out like kind of like something that like built. It starts kind of slow, like a little intro, and then it kind of builds, and then kind of like goes back. Kind of like a yoga session, man. Like, that's bringing it all back to yoga. That's what it's all about.
So remember, guys, this episode's going to be yoga. Namaste.
Very Jewish centered yoga.
And now we can have more of a Jewish demographic listening to our podcast. So that's awesome. Thank you, Devin.
I hope it helps in any way. It can't. And I'm currently smoking a joint.
Yeah, because that's what we're all about. But more about that after this first song that you got for us. What is it, man?
So this first song is Ayatollah. And it's an instrumental. It's called Highway to Heaven, and it's actually the sample it uses is like that end song from Kill Bill, so that's kind of why I always liked it. So
we'll be right back.
English, Scottish and Irish, man, we just come together and sing this. I want call, boom, down the mahite, black and white. Man, to survive, we have to put up a fight. So A wing, B wing, C wing and G wing, come help I sing. A wing, B wing, C wing and G wing, come help I sing. Again, A wing, B wing, C wing and G wing, come help I sing. A wing, B wing, C wing and D wing, come help I sing. With name rough and bent and built of it rough, wicked and tough it rough and bent and built of it rough, wicked and rough now. Every day it's the same. People don't get a better, people can't get tame. Have lack of the LTC can't delay. All the same, who get retained? Some man jump out of them brains today. Can't take the pressure, can't take the pain. When they see their life, it gone down the drain. Independentville, it is a different ball game. It rough and Pentonville tough, it rough. Wicked and tough, it rough and Pentonville tough, it rough. Wicked and rough now. A wing, B wing, C wing and G wing, come help I sing. A wing, B wing, C wing and D wing, come help I sing. It call rough and Pentonville tough, it rough. Wicked and rough, it tough and it Pentonville rough, it rough. Wicked and rough now. These are the celebrities, Santi. Me off it, heal up, me bridging Pete Doherty. In a Pentonville, they see they could do all way. Them ya youth, ya know them have a free way. Here's Skaruka and Booty Lira. Them ya youth are some real Rasta Lira. Them ya youth, ya could not draw zero. For them ya Rasta a zero, because it rough. Pentonville tough, it rough. Prison life rough, it tough. Pentonville tough, it rough. Prison life rough now. This is Santi, damn celebrity. Me have a heal up, me bridging Pete Doherty. Them the youth, man. They could do all of it. We said they know them have to free me, yo. Pentonville tough. Pentonville tough. It rough. Wicked and rough now. Every day it's the same. People don't get a better, people can't get tame. Have lock up the LTC can't delay. Some man jump out of them brains too. Can't take the pressure, can't take the pain. When they see their life, it gone down the drain. In a Pentonville, it is a different ball game. It rough and Pentonville tough, it rough. Wicked and tough, it rough. Pentonville tough, it rough. Wicked and rough now. In a Pentonville, all type of nation. Russian, Colombian and Jamaican, Lithuanian, Latvian and African, Indian, Chinese man down from Vietnam and Wolipa people from the Caribbean, English, Scottish and Irish man, come together and sing this one. Boom down the mahite, black and white, man to survive, we say we have to unite. Rough, 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 Pentonville tough, Pentonville tough, wicked and rough. Me affi heal up me bridging Pete Doherty. Say who attack the General Santi. In a Pentonville, Jah know they could do whole way. Me say Jah know them affi free way.
Okay, so that was Pentonville by Baby Shambles. It's kind of like a little bit of a different kind of Baby Shambles song.
Yeah, you told me they were more a little bit indie, right? So this is the full reggae.
Yeah, okay, like I don't even know who the guy singing actually is, but you can hear like Pete Doherty kind of in the background just like jamming along with it. And they're a lot more indie. They're kind of like, I mean, he was in the Libertines and that was like that like indie rock kind of like British post-punk kind of scene. So this is like his kind of like ska reggae infused next project after that band imploded.
So is there more of that? Like, do they have more reggae songs?
No, it's a lot more just like alternative kind of rock, like British kind of pop punk kind of sound. But they do have like a kind of reggae influence, so it kind of becomes almost ska-esque, minus like the horn section, I guess. But yeah, now he's just mainly doing drugs, I guess, and that's his number one thing.
Just like your number one thing is drugs too.
Well, I mean, I'm not. We're not into the same drugs, but that's a finer point of the. That's the nuance of the conversation. The nuance, hey.
Yeah, it makes sense. But that's something you guys have in common.
Calling me out for my druggies.
Yeah, man, he's into some crazy. No, I'm just kidding, guys. He's just. We all smoke weed, right?
We just smoked a joint for this podcast, and now this is why it's going to be much more better than it was going to be before.
He is in the more better studios right now, anyway.
Very nice studios, by the way. It's very professional. I thought, you know, I was like, how did he get this place?
Did you feel safe? Did you feel welcomed and everything?
Yeah, the receptionist was really nice. Is she full time or is she?
She's just part time, you know. She's trying it out.
Okay, yeah, and your assistant was also very, very kind. Your engineers, though, I really don't like them.
they're little dicks.
They're just not good at their job, and I mean, I'm just kidding.
Okay, if any employees listening, he was just kidding. I hope you guys.
Except for the engineers, I wasn't just kidding. No, you guys step it up here, and the janitor also. I really didn't appreciate his services. He was rude to me when I left the bathroom.
He tends to spank people's asses as people leave. Yeah, so gonna, sorry about that.
I was gonna file a sexual harassment complaint to like the owner. Maybe is that you that I could talk to? Maybe
no, Eric. He does that. We allow him for, you know. He allow him. It's cool. It's kind of a nice gesture for coming from him.
Yeah, so it's like assumed risk. You're kind of it's like hey, welcome to the team. You're gonna do great here. You fit in really nicely. I'm happy that you're gonna be on the podcast, and you obviously ride your bike a lot.
And he slaps you on the ass. So that's pretty much it. All right, so let's continue on to more music anyway, because the engineers look pissed.
Because they want to get out of here. I think they're going to strike soon. They're going on a raise for sure.
Thanks a lot, Devin.
Yeah, you know, so I'm just calling it as I see it.
I mean, you guys saw it last week or a couple weeks ago when the podcast was late and it came out on Tuesday.
Yeah, what is that? That's not professional at all. I mean, come on. You get here when you say you're going to get here, like I always do. Like I've never not done before my whole life, ever.
Yeah, you came on time, man. Thank you. You actually came on time.
Yeah, I was only like 30 minutes late, and when I say like 30 minutes, like when I say like 2:30, that usually means 3:30. So the fact that I got here like 3 was like, damn, I'm here early actually.
There you go.
An hour early, okay.
That's saying something. Fuck, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. No worries.
So you have more songs, man? I know you do.
I have more songs. Yes. okay. Now the next couple I'm gonna do is this one's Bright Eyes at the Bottom of Everything. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like a dark little ditty, but it's not, I don't know, it's nice, and it, I think it has like a really interesting message at the end of the day, and it's kind of bluegrass and folky, and that's what I appreciate about it. And
on
then
an airplane,
yeah,
she's flying to meet her fiance sailing high above the largest ocean on planet Earth, and she was seated next to this man who, you know, she had tried to start conversations, and the only thing she'd heard him say was just to order his Bloody Mary. And when she was sitting there and she was reading this really arduous magazine article about a third world country that she couldn't even pronounce the name of, and she's feeling very bored and very despondent, and then suddenly there was this huge mechanical failure, and one of the engines gave out, and they started just falling in 30,000 feet. The pilot's on the microphone, and he's saying, "I'm sorry, oh my God, I'm sorry," apologizing, and she looks at the man, and she says, "Where are we going?" And he looks at her. He says, "We're going to a party. It's a birthday party. It's your birthday party. Happy birthday, darling. We love you very, 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 very much." And then he starts humming this little tune, and it kind of goes like this. It's kind of 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. blocking every telephone, get eaten off the web. Must rip out all the epilogues in the books that we have read. Into the face of every criminal, strapped firmly to a chair. We must stare, we must stare, we must stare. We must take all of the medicines, too expensive now to sell. Set fire to the preacher who is promising us hell. Into the ear of every anarchist that sleeps but doesn't dream. We must sing, we must sing, we must sing. It'll go like this, alright. While my mother waters plants, my father loads his gun. He says death will give us back to God, just like the setting sun is returned to the lonesome ocean. And then they splashed into the deep blue sea. Oh, it was a wonderful splash. Blend into the choir, sing a static with the whole. Must memorize nine numbers and deny we have a soul. Into this endless race for property and privilege to be won. We must run, we must run, we must run. We must hang up in the belfry where the bats and moonlight laugh. We must stare into a crystal ball and only see the past. Into the caverns of tomorrow with just our flashlights and our love. We must plunge, we must plunge, we must plunge. And then we'll get down there, way down to the very bottom of everything. And then we'll see it, oh we'll see it, we'll see it, we'll see it. Oh my morning's coming back, the whole world's waking up. All the city buses swimming past. I'm happy just because I found out I am really no one.
Moving up and so alone.
So that was Dark Side, Paper Trails, and it's just a really smooth groove. I like the sound. It's kind of got that like electronic edge to it, but it's also really, I don't know, like bluesy with that guitar and just very soulful. So kind of dig it.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. What was the one before that one?
For that one, because I remember it was Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey, and that's just kind of like a throwback to past summers sitting here, you know,
to your past Kurt Cobain days. Is that how far
that, when I used to be Kurt Cobain? Maybe I'll post a picture on Instagram on Throwback Thursday of me as Kurt Cobain,
and just remember to hashtag Mucho Mondays.
Oh yeah, of course, because that's where I came up with the idea. So hashtag Mucho Mondays, hashtag
hashtag on a hashtag. You think that'll work?
I bet there's like 10 million hashtags of that already.
There's like 10 million hashtags. So Devin, man, I know you guys been you've been hitting up fucking mostly Melrose and Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly Melrose and Fairfax. You've been doing your art.
Yeah, that's mine. No, it's everybody's actually.
You gotta expand, man. You gotta expand.
No, I've done some work downtown and some work in, like, you know, I just went and painted in Griffin Park. I can't say that probably. Like, I didn't go paint in Griffin. And I'm definitely not painting on banks or schools or, like, other things that people might get mad at.
You're not really doing it, but you appreciate it.
That's what I try to do, is appreciate it. I appreciate it with my camera phone and a spray paint can. I mean, not a spray paint can.
Not a spray paint can, and not that you do any of these things.
Exactly. This is all hypothetical here, theoretical. But I am working on this big project, actually, on Beverly and Fairfax. It's an old movie theater, and if you ever want to come there, you are all welcome to be there and come paint and do whatever you want to do up there. Just be free.
Yeah, but when you come in, you gotta... And you're only gonna get the password from here. It's Mucho Mondays, and he'll let you in.
That is the password, but you have to say it with the correct, like, you know, like, a pronunciation on the certain vowels. Otherwise, you might just get your head chopped off by our secret booby traps.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is just give it the right tone and pitches.
Yeah, it's all about pitch. It's really important in the password. So don't get it wrong, because it's really subtle between what's right and wrong. Like, it sometimes we just mishear it. So even if you get it right, we're like, whoops, there goes his head.
So our painters assume all risk right here.
Yeah, that's, I'm just like, this is a disclaimer. If you lose your head, hi-yo.
You just accept it and move on with your life, which is probably over.
Yeah, you just gather your head back and just chill. It's what we're saying, is we're saying chill. You don't lose your head. But seriously, it's just a project I've been working on for a long time. And go by there and check it out, and let me know if you want to come up there and hang out and paint. And I'm also doing the Mucho Monday podcast cover art right now, currently doing it right now in this, like, state-of-the-art studio on their giant MacBooks that they have here that are state-of-the-art also.
Yeah, we got 57-inch MacBooks in here.
It's crazy, and, like, the best Adobe software, and it's just, man, it's just like a dream in here. I'm pretty sure am I dreaming?
And all the rooms are white, like, bright, right? Because we use only LED here.
Only LED. It's actually a lunatic asylum. That's why it's all white, because this is lunacy.
It's an abandoned lunatic one. We rented it for very cheap. That's why.
It's so hip of you, man. It's like the hippest place to make a studio. It's also in Silver Lake, by the way.
There's more deep meaning to it, you know. That's how we project ourselves.
Do you, boo?
So what next song do you have for us, man? I know you have at least more for rest of the episode.
I got thousands of songs for us to listen to. This episode will be going on for the rest of our lives. It's a metaphor, man.
That's Devin for you, man. What do you got for us?
Okay, so the next song is an old throwback to the Velvet Underground's Venus and Furs. I don't know, I love, like, the chant that they get going in this. It's so cultish. I feel like joining their cult and worshipping whatever deity they're pushing. It's all good. I'm into it.
Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child. And cure his heart. Downy sins of street life fancies, chase the costumes she shall wear. kiss the boot of shiny, shiny leather. Shiny leather in the dark. Tongue of thongs, the belt that does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip, in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Colors made of tears. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Whiplash, girl, child in the dark. Severin, your servant, comes and bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
me alt tabak. Say me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wine out my waist. Uptown top ranking. On the road and you not call out to me. Do you see me in my pants and ting? See me in my altar back. Say me give you heart attack. Give me little bass, make me wind up my waist. Give me little bass, make me wind up my waist. Love is all I bring. In my khaki suit and ting. Now pop no style. I strictly rude. Now pop no style, I strictly rules. Just see me and the ranking dread. Check out we jamming and ting. Love is all I bring. And I'm a cocky suit and ting. Me now pop no style.
I'm with this. I think I'ma sit back. Kick some smooth lyrics over this beat. Cause it's 88. It's time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? No half-stepping, I'm ready. Smokers stepping to me, they wanna get some. But I'm the weed man, so you know the outcome. Another dub sack, you know they love that. No seeds or stems to keep them coming back. I'm the person you call to get your smoke on. For you to reach me, it's gonna take a phone call. And stepping to me, you better have money. So what you want, huh? A dime or a 20? Clientele, I got the power. They be paging me every single hour. Cause when it comes to selling dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-O-U-E-P-R-I-N-T Printmatic, cinematic, not like many, I'm different. So don't compare me to another. When I was 5, I got high with my mother. She told me all about the cannabis and its pedigree. So when you roll up the smoke, you better be ready to get high long and steady. Cut the blunt with a butter knife like it's a machete. Don't you hate when you try to smoke then new friends roll up to try to smoke with you? Oh, don't tell you they do coke and they laced it. Have you running down the street butt naked? Ain't no telling what you do when it hits you. I sell in all sides. From the big to the little, so buy it. Put it in your pocket and hide it. And take a walk before somebody calls the cops. Cause
roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
I sell so much dope and the cops be hoping to catch me in the act, watching me straight scoping. My moves on the block, now my spot's hot. Plus every other ock when I get what I got. But to have the dealers on my block acting so similar, causing confusion, selling bad to Similia, the you player. And boy do I hate a perpetrator, cause my product's greater. There's no more stress, I got the best. Buddha bless, I even bring it to your address. So if you call, I never stall, I never rest to ensure your highness. Corner store pharmacist, I work hard at this. Cause every time I get a real job, man, I wanna quit. Or the boss start bugging out, throwing fits. Just because I smell like weed don't mean I'm smoking it. But once I get fired, I start to get wired. So upset that I might even try it. At the table I sit, rolling up a split. Then when the flame hits the paper, aw shit, I start to pull rank over these guys. As the man with the weed that you need to buy, you can smell it through the bag, no need to deny. Wake up the next day and probably still be high. You know, that's not a lie. And if you ever try to pull out a gun and steal my supply, I'll show up in the night when you start to snore with 100 weed heads outside of your door. You can't play me, not even ladies can get a free sample. Girl, you gotta pay me. So think about it if you got some dough. You want a good time? I think you should know how to
roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Roll that shit like that shit, smoke it.
I'm your neighborhood weed man.
Oh yeah, I just always wanted to do that. So now one more check off the bucket list. So close now.
What, this podcast or ending that with that song?
Oh, both. I'm doing like a double check off the bucket list thing that I'm got going on. So I'm like right there now. I can pretty much just jump out this window. of the multi-million dollar studio.
We have 800 levels. 200 don't even have anything in them.
Yeah, it's really tall, and it also goes underground very, very deep to get the perfect sound quality. We're at the level that like is hundreds of stories below the earth.
We basically got business on top and parties on the bottom.
Yeah, parties.
Parties, man, underground.
So underground. Yeah, you gotta be like a certain level hip. When you get to the door, they like judge you immediately. They're like, nope, sorry, not hip enough. You gotta get with more of a fedora. Get more better with your fedora game.
You always gotta get more better in here. That's why. Always.
Always keeping it to a high standard. Yes, obviously, yes.
Of more betterness. Of more better. We are more better here.
Yeah, we are. We're the most better, I think, even. I would go as far to say that, maybe even. So, yeah.
We're better, but then there's more better.
Yeah, that's true. We're just kind of in the middle, actually. But I think, you know, it's, as long as you're in there somewhere, that's the most important thing.
Do you have more better songs up next for us, man? Or are they just better?
Yeah. So, like, also, I forgot to tell you that the last song was Blueprint Radio Inactive. That's why I... Oh, no! Oh, it's all... Yeah, so, got a couple more tracks for everybody. The next one I'm going to do is Tame Impala. Just love like the psych feel of it, and I still can't remember the name.
That song, he can't even mutter the word right now. Is it feels like we're always going backwards, and I think we've played it on this podcast before, but thank you for bringing it up again.
Oh well, thanks for telling me that beforehand. Yeah, I guess it always feels like we're going backwards on Mucho Mondays. Hey, like, yeah, it all comes full circle, man. Like namaste.
Venus to Mars, back to Earth, back to the XBO satellite. It's showtime, nigga. King Ghidra on the board.
King
Ghidra. MF Doom. And I am Mr. Fantastic. Expeditiously, I'll be on my grizzly. Fans try to creep me, somehow always miss me. Mr. Fantastic, put the busy in the beat. Rock from the bottom straight to the tizzy.
Who is he? He need to get out more, or either get out of here like some dang outlaw, standing like Lurch. No herb in the record bin, called him for a random search for curbside checking in.
It's on, nigga, on and cracking like Diggum. Lips be smacking, running off at their mouth, steady talking about us on some shit they overheard, but enough is enough.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there, black warfare in the air, clack, 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 clack. What's that? You hearing things, tat, 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 tat. Be wearing your thinking hat.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now. We got King Ghidra on the board with the golden sound.
Are you serious? Of course.
We don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
Deadly serious. King Ghidra.
So when you see us in the streets, don't be fucking around.
Perfect.
100 things on the re-up. Of course I'm living fat. My Mercedes outside, nigga, where yours at? Top down on a good day. Decatur out on Woodway. Got cash thinking, should I stay? Fuck what the hood say. Niggas wanna rob me now. Bitches wanna slob me now. Hoes didn't holler last year. Feel sorry now. Practice jump shots. Reggie Mill, Robert Ori now. The nigga that you with? Play like Atari now, lyrically unorthodox, I flow continuous, never on a straight path, I'm known to bend and twist, put it down from the suburb to the tenement, you betting against me, but wonder where your money went, I get the cash, take niggas out like trash, don't a stack of mean stats, they used to call me pure math, back in the days, all I did was stay paper, as they say in the south, bitch, give me some hay.
Excuse me, mister, do she got a sister, who he not to kiss her, true she do got a blister, not a movie plot, twist like a Twizzler, if I needed my meat burnt, I go to Sizzler. Getting paid like a biker with the best crank. Sprayed like a high rank sniper in the West Bank. Type to just blank and don't show much pity. When I'm in the city, I always keep a Dutch with me. Touch a titty till she asks me where the trees is at. Or tell me don't squeeze that. Rats wanna tease a cat. Let the dog beg, wait up. Who talking? Doom with the hog legs. Straight up, New Yorkin'.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now.
That's correct.
We got King Ghidra on the board with the golden sound.
King Ghidra.
We don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
I just can't stand the guy.
So when you see us in the streets.
Five chunks of me. You're a shark and I'm swimming. My heart still thumps as I bleed. I know your friends come sniffing. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where 2 lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. Let's desolate. Go alone, my flower, and keep my stones along my love, and give along my heart. to graze while the cat spins. Chunks of you will sit down to seals, blubber rich in morning. I'm not sure, yes, I know, so love away, but it's fair to say, you will still haunt me. Triangles are my favorite shape. 3 points where two lines meet. Toe to toe, back to back, let's go. My love, it's very late. Till morning comes. Let's desolate.
That song, but just FYI guys, that's like one of my favorite songs of all time, April the 14th by Aphex Twin. I thought that was like the perfect way to like end the show, kind of like real chill. And then right before that you guys heard Alt J, Tessellate. I don't even think I'm saying that right, but I'm gonna go with it. Sorry Alt J if you guys are listening to Mucho Mondays, which I'm pretty sure you are. So and then right before that was MF Doom and Mr. Fantastic Antimatter, and that's like one of the coolest hip hop songs ever to me. MF Doom's like top of his game in terms of rhymes and stuff.
Man, that was a crazy set. My mind is still ringing. That Aphex song was so tight.
It's really mellow. It's like, I don't know, it's just like this. It's really nice to go to sleep to. It's just on loop. If you guys just want to like loop that one night where you're trying to fall asleep, and you'll be surprised how just calm and relaxed and at ease and with life you'll become.
Didn't you tell me something about playing that song backwards or something that sounds better or more better or something?
Not quite more better, because I think that's like a very good song also, but there's a rewinded version of that song on YouTube that I highly recommend. It's like it's rewound and slowed down, and it's just really like very trippy. I feel like you gotta be on LSD to like really appreciate it. But I think if you are, you'll really think it's more better.
I think a lot of people listen to LSD in my podcast. So
listen to LSD in your podcast. Well, I recommend it. I recommend taking before you listen, even though by the time you get to this like warning, it'll be the end of the episode and you'll be like, fuck, oh, I didn't even get to listen to it. But then you can go back and then you can take LSD and listen to it, and maybe you'll find some answers. Probably not. I guarantee you probably not. But
not that you've done it, right?
No, but I should do it. I would if anyone wants to like bring me some LSD, I'll do it and we'll listen to the podcast. And maybe we can even record one on LSD. Hey, that would be pretty fun.
Oh, Oh man, there'd be so many life lessons in that podcast and so many realizations.
We would just probably ramble in tongues for an hour, but it would be quite nice. And I would invite Michael Aaron Smith to join us on that one, even, because me and him paint together sometimes, so we paint things on each other, around each other, for each other, with each other, all kinds of things. But so check out his artwork too, on random walls around the city of Los Angeles mainly, but soon to be other places. Let's hope. Knock on. Knock on couch.
We always have couches at the studios here.
Sitting on very nice couches, right? Very fancy, very beautiful. I thought I'm really impressed by the couch. I just never want to get up. It's got flowers on it too.
It's white flowers with red. I don't know. There's red flowers, it's blue red flowers.
With tinting in it to give it a sort of look like it's ascending to the light. That's what I. Beautiful either way.
All right. Well, it's been an hour, man. Can you believe it?
I thought it's only been like 10 minutes or even less. I'm pretty sure that time was even going backwards.
That's very good, man. Thanks for stopping by and recording with me and bringing your songs, dude.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me on Mucho Mondays. It was such an honor coming to the studio, hanging out with you guys, even though fuck those engineers still. Like, yeah, I'm looking at you guys, whatever. Yeah, man, check out street art everywhere, and look for random recycling bins around the city, and if you see them, throw some recycling in there, because other people will come and take them out. I'm building them out of spray cans right now, so wish me luck with that project.
Other people's recycled trash is other people's recycled treasure.
Money, man. Money for, you know, people use that for money, so, you know, make it a little bit easier, make their lives a little bit easier, and I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. If anyone has a jigsaw also, let me know, because I could definitely use one of those.
All right, man. Well, thank you. And with that, you, everybody else, have a pleasant tomorrow.
Seen Alice by the mile. Baby, never I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it. I gotta bag it up.